Good morning. What about you? Are you ready for your grill? And yeah, I won't be able to see. I will probably be able to see some of it because I have the 5:30 mass. Supposed to do 9 and 10:45, but somebody switched with me. And you know who? MJ, where's MJ? So, the gospel today is part of the Sermon of the Mount. The Sermon of the Mount is the part of Matthew's gospel that says a lot of teachings there. And so this is a very good reminder, one of the many teachings that Jesus taught his disciples and the crowds that were following him. And he said, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. It is an echo of the first reading, actually. The first reading gives us the context. So what's the context? Again, we go back to the Old Testament, and what happened was that the Israelites fell to the Babylonians. Remember the Babylonian captivity? And so the Babylonians invaded Israel and they became slaves. And so life became so hard and difficult. And so what happened to them is that they were trying to survive, of course. They were trying to survive. And so it became a survival of the fittest among them. But Prophet Isaiah, of course, God spoke through Prophet Isaiah and said, don't live your lives individually just for yourself. Share your bread. Share your gifts to each other. In other words, God was saying to them through Prophet Isaiah that you should stick together. You continue to help each other, because if you live just for yourself, then you will not survive. And the same teaching is taught by Jesus to his disciples. And that's why he said, you are the light of the world. You should be the light of the world. You should be the salt of the earth. He used those two images. So first, the salt. A very cheap item on our table. But you know, during the time of Jesus, it's very valuable because it functioned as what refrigerators function now. It does not only enhance the taste of the food, but it preserves. It preserves. The salt of the light of the world, of course, we cannot overemphasize its use to lighten darkness. And so Jesus used those two images for us to show our good deeds, to be the salt. Our good deeds will be the salt of the earth. That our good deeds would penetrate, just like the salt penetrates whatever we use it for, meat or, well, usually meat. It penetrates the food and it gives taste. Just like the light, it shines, it lightens the place. So that's the images, or those are the images that Jesus used for us, so that our good deeds will be shown to others. Not just for ourselves, but for others. Now, we have been doing this as a community. How? Our corporal works of mercy. Right? Our corporal works of mercy, like especially today, we're going to make second collection for one of our beneficiaries of our corporal works of mercy, Columbia, for that school there, literacy in Columbia. And we are helping Haiti. We're helping Mexico. We're helping the Philippines. We're helping a parish, a church in the valley, Our Lady of Guadalupe. You know, in our own small ways, we are showing our good deeds, not for display, but to help them and to inspire them and to tell them that you're not alone, that we're with you. Just like when we offer our simple smile to a needy person, our helping hand to the next person. So individually, we are doing that too. And so Jesus is trying to remind us that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, because Jesus, of course, is the ultimate salt and the light to everyone, we are following him, then we are supposed to do the same. To show our good deeds for each other. Now, as a community, we are doing that. And thank you for being part of this program. But of course, individually, we are also commanded us to do what he commanded us to do so. And that's what we are here to be reminded of. And we cannot say, I cannot do it. I've come across to a story about a person who actually went to San Diego State. It used to be San Diego State Teachers College, right? Now it's San Diego State University. And his name is Art Letterling, or Link Letter, the other way around. You know Art Linkletter, right? He's a very popular radio host, and then from radio to TV, NBC, was a friend of Walt Disney, and so on and so forth. But before he became that, he was abandoned by his mother. During that time, his mother was unwed, and maybe for some reason, she brought her to an adoption center, and a couple adopted him. And unfortunately, the couple was very warm and loving, but was a failure in terms of finances. And so at an early age of maybe 14, 15, he left home, and he was doing odd jobs all over the country. And then came to San Diego and educated himself, and you know the rest is history. So we cannot say I cannot do it, because he said if I could do it, you can do it. So we can do it individually, and most importantly as a community, as a parish, and we are doing it, and we want to continue it. And when we do, of course, we fulfill Jesus' command to us to be the salt of the earth and to be the light of the world. A light that is not hidden, but it's shown to lighten the others, especially the needy. The salt that penetrates every people that we meet to enhance them, to enhance their faith, and to enhance their being. And that's what we're going to do, and to continue to do. Please stand.